Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, it's time for That's What I Like with Jenna Owens.
I'm going to let y'all start on a snack so I can pass it around, and then we'll play music so you can enjoy your snack to a nice tune.
Thank you.
It goes well with the music you pick.
I always try and share healthy-ish things with y'all when I come in here. Uh-huh. I rarely bring something terribly unhealthy, and I like the occasional sweet. But these are actually really good because I love Reese's Cups, and I have this Thrive Market subscription that I've been doing where you can get organic groceries delivered. And so I tried out these dark chocolate, which I normally don't really like dark chocolate, but it's better for you, almond butter cups. So it is basically a knockoff of a Reese's Cup. The brand is called Unreal. Much healthier because it's dark chocolate and almond butter. They're so dang good. So pass these around. Yeah, much healthier. But they're actually really good, especially if you like dark chocolate. It tastes like a Reese's Cup, but way healthier.
Does Reese's not own the look?
I know, the look of the cup.
Yeah, the cup is identical.
You would think, right?
It's a little bit smaller than the regular.
Oh, well, of course.
Which is
good.
I mean,
this is, in every way, it's going to be healthier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But try it and let me know what you think.
It's only 80 calories for one.
But it's good calories.
It's a calorie count.
Because dark chocolate's good for you, and almond butter's good for you.
Yeah. Way better than peanut butter. But yeah, they're really good.
Oh, it didn't have the paper on.
In the bag. It's in a one little thing that you tear open, and then there, it doesn't have that cupcake wrapper that you have to take it out of. Pretty good, huh?
This is so good.
I had some frozen, too. They're really good. It's great. It does not taste healthy at
all. Very good.
That's usually the downside when you have stuff that's healthier, is that you're like, this does not taste as good as the real thing.
Right.
This is really, really good.
And then the aftertaste is usually the...
Yeah, but it's great.
It's Unreal. That's the name of it.
That's the brand. Okay, while you're munching on those, let's play a song by an artist named Mo. Her full name is Karen Marie Agard Orsted Anderson.
Oh, boy.
She's Danish, understandably, like you, JC. She has six names.
So she just goes by... Danish like you.
No, I'm not Danish. Right. I'm Mexican.
But like you has five names in her culture. It's a thing. And anyway, she just goes by Mo, and this song's called Blur. I'm getting more and more into the song the more I listen to it. So to me, she sounds a little like Halsey, and the song kind of sounds like a 21 Pilots song. I really like it.
What's her name again?
Mo, M-O, but the O has some sort of accent through the whole thing.
Oh, like the Danish accent.
It looks like one part of an X through the O. So sometimes it's hard to Google. But there's a remix of this song with Foster the People, which is awesome. Also, if you can find that online.
Mo.
I mean, it sounds a lot like this one, but anyway.
Mo with a cool little thing on the O.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it. I love it. She's
good.
Great. Yeah, she's 30 and cool and just has a handful of songs out. So highly recommend.
Yes.
All right. Prezi. It's Prezi season. And I found something scrolling through Instagram, of course. I'm like, what is that bone case? I'm going caseless right now, which I know is a huge no-no.
Shout out.
I've been in the market for a new kind of case. And I saw some blogger online with this cool case that she has her camera up on her phone. And then something has slid down behind the phone. And it's a little pallet. So they have these new cases called Pout Case. And it comes with different little things of makeup, so it can either be like a blush and a bronzer and a lip gloss. I mean, obviously this is really just for girls, or a highlighter, but if you have your phone open and you're out, it's a case. It looks it's very seamless. It looks very, very cool. It looks like any other cell phone case, but it just slides down from behind and you can perfect your look. So you choose from their beauty products, right? But you can go eyeshadow, bronzer, blush, lip gloss, or an assortment of all of them.
Wow.
And that way it just slides down. Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And a very cool gift, you know, to
that
give
cool.
your
nice
daughter or your
stuffer.
Girlfriend or mom or something like that. Yeah, love it.
How much are they?
I can tell you. I don't know. I haven't bought one yet.
Al, we need to create one for the bros. One that's like, wants a flask.
Oh, there you go.
The phone case flask.
Phone flask.
Don't steal it, please.
$20, and I think it gets more depending on how many little pallet things you want to put in there. But cool. Yeah, it almost looks like a tiny Mophie that's on the back of your phone, so it slides down. Pretty interesting, huh?
I like that.
New innovative things. All right. And then I have a lot of friends ask me all the time. I don't know if you have friends that do this for you.
There's already a cell phone flask.
Oh, there is?
I was Googling it, too.
All the good ideas
are taken, Amazon.
Jenna.
It's on Amazon.
Never mind.
Good Lord. Okay, sorry, Jenna.
Go ahead.
So a lot of friends will ask me, like, will you help me caption this photo? I know people get, like, racked over what to caption Instagram photos. I've never found it to be that hard or that big of a deal.
That was my wife last night.
I like to keep things very succinct and clever, but she had a good caption last night. But they make apps for that now, because of course they do. Now, I've sampled a couple because some of them don't have the best reviews, but two I found that people seem to feel are okay, because especially if you are wordy, or let's say you like song lyrics, or you want to find the right song lyrics. So there's these apps that will let you choose. You're on a beach vacation, so you can enter beach or sun, and it'll come up with either like inspirational quotes or song lyrics or something kind of punny and clever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool if you need some inspiration for what to caption your photo. I know it's a big deal. Caption Pro is one. Caption Pro, that's pretty simple. And the other one's called Rubric, R-U-B-R-I-C. And it just has some sort of algorithm in there that, depending on the word you choose, will, and if you want song lyrics or that sort of thing, will help you caption a photo. So let's say you throw in a photo of something you baked, and then, you know, they'll give you either some sort of celebrity quote or some inspirational quote,
right,
or just something, you know, that's trending already online if you want to try and be more trending.
And it gives you
that hashtag, right?
Right, mm-hmm. It'll help you with the hashtag, too.
And it gives you the author of the quote that they hook you up with. Because I see so many people try to take credit for quotes. You'd be like, wait a minute, dude, I know you don't
I heard
say that
like before.
Yeah.
You didn't think of it.
You're not Mother Teresa. You chill out over there.
Hey, if you need help with a caption, there you go. My advice is always, keep it short.
Yeah, don't go too long on.
Yeah, if you can't think of something really clever, just go with something really simple.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. That's all right. I got for you. So, Mo, people are telling me it's Moo. Sorry.
Moo or Mer.
Or Mer. Yeah, we're getting a bunch of different. You get it. It's M-O with a slash. We'll figure it out later. The song's good. That's all that matters. The song's called Blur.
Yeah. Once she blows up big because of this segment, then we'll definitely know how to pronounce her name.
She's already blown up kind of big, but she's awesome.
Even
her
bigger.
Songs are great, yeah.
And try that candy bar, Unreal, if you like Reese's Pieces.
Very good.
With the cups. We got the phone case with the palette right there so you could do your makeup.
Pout case, yeah.
Yeah, and Rubric if you want to get those pictures on point with the quotes or hashtags or just make it sound funny, punny. Thank you, Jenna. You did it again. That's what I like.
Nice
every
job.
Friday with Jenna Owens. And coming up next, Kid Nation, we got your chance to win up to $1,500. High-low is right around the corner.
How about your embarrassing moment, Jason?
And mistaken identity. A minute and 30 seconds into entering a party. That was me last night. I'll tell you what happened next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, that music right there.
Yeah, buddy.
Is upbeat because we want you to feel upbeat when you're winning that money. It's time to play High Low. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will start with caller number one, and then we will keep going until we find a winner. Now, you're going to have to guess between $500 and $1,500. Make sure you're keeping track of all the guesses.
There you go.
So that you can get closer and closer and closer until we find the eventual winner of the money. And that's how much money you will take away. Whatever the amount is, that's yours to take home. And we will have a winner. That's how it works with the high-low game.
Yay.
I was not a winner last night, though.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
Speaking of that, part-time Justin did offer to buy us breakfast this morning for showing up late after partying last night.
And
we're sitting in here going, he's going to forget one of our orders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
100%. So last night, we got invited to a pretty cool party.
Yeah, for sure. So cool that we went.
There was a secret performer.
Yeah.
There was free drinks.
Oh, nice.
It was like a nightclub theme. You walk in, it was basically...
It was a nightclub theme.
Was it a nightclub?
Yeah.
Was it a nightclub? Okay.
No, it's a music venue.
A music venue.
Okay.
And you walked in, it was really cool, and they're gonna showcase these new jerseys, the hometown jerseys that the NBA is throwing out for the Dallas Mavericks. Super cool party. And they told us, this is an exclusive party.
Yeah, VIP, guest list.
Yeah.
JC and I were like, oh, we can't say no, because when you start saying no to stuff, they never invite you to anything.
Right. So we had to go, even though it started at like 10:30.
P.M.?
10:30 p.m.
And
you should have seen me at 8 putting on makeup for the second time yesterday. I was like, oh, man.
Jenna, her friend, and my wife all met up for dinner prior to that.
Okay.
Because It was so late that we had to do something prior to
exactly.
get our energy
get to
up.
Kill time.
Yeah,
yeah
we
actually.
Were like, we got to get out at least by 8. Yeah.
And this thing was so official that they made us send our government names.
Yeah, on our license.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I sent all my names in. Jose Roberto Angeles Catam Lopez Chavez de Perez. I was ready to go, so they let me in. And dang. As soon as I walk in.
So we knew, and that being said, we knew that it was going to be probably pretty cool people there. You know, a lot of the different teams here, there are athletes and
some celebs.
You know, some celebrities. We were like, this is cool.
Yeah.
Could happen, yeah.
And as soon as I step foot into that venue, I look ahead.
How many people?
So when we arrived, it was
maybe just starting up. Maybe just 75, 100.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Total, maybe a couple hundred.
But good amount for those people to show up on time, including these famous people that I saw because they were baseball players.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk in, Derek the Dutch Oven Holland right there.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
The Lionel DeShields right there. I'm like, yo, those guys are cool. Awesome. Walk up.
I felt very short at that party.
Yeah. But as I'm walking towards that area, I look to my right.
Who do you see?
And I go, OMG.
Who was it?
Who?
Holy moly, there's Tyler from Dude Perfect.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly, Kelly. I was like, okay.
I'm like, yo. But I was cool, Kelly.
You know Dude Perfect because.
Dude Perfect are the guys that do the viral stunts.
I know Dude Perfect because I watched their YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And because we've had some similarities when it comes to doing fun things.
The Lego thing. And I know Dude Perfect because our church's youth pastor left to go be part of Dude Perfect full time.
Yeah.
He left the church.
He's Dude Pastor.
Dude Perfect also uses it as a ministry.
He's doing just fine.
It's an extension of his ministry.
Yeah,
I know. I think it's funny. I was like, he's like, oh, gotta go, God.
So I kept it pretty cool because I'm a fan of theirs. I love their videos.
Great guys.
My son and I love watching it together. They're really cool dudes with cool messages, and they're just always in a good mood. And so I like these guys.
I know. So you were hyped. I wouldn't have recognized him.
So
myself,
I walked in. And I tried my hardest to play cool. I looked over at him just to make sure it's Tyler. Yep. He's like, yep, that's my dude right there. Kept it walking straight. I went back. We're in our little circle. And I said, screw it. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Okay. You never met him before.
Never met him in my life. I've just seen the videos. And he's always, this is what I like about him. He's a chill guy. And every time I see him at award shows or whatever, something... He's always just dressed casual.
Yeah.
Just jeans, t-shirt kind of guy.
Yeah.
That's my kind of dude right there.
Right.
So that's what he was wearing. He had his cool beard. He had I think he was wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe some jeans.
Nice.
And I walked up, and as soon as I start walking towards him, we lock eyes.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah.
Best friends.
We're in.
Is he standing by himself? Is he standing with more Dude Perfects?
He was standing with a couple other dudes. One of them was in a suit. So I assume this guy... is important.
Yeah.
Probably a manager type.
Yeah. Okay.
Bodyguard. I don't know. This is freaking Tyler from Dude Perfect. Of course. So I'm walking up, lock eyes. I'm in. Because once you lock eyes, I can now make my way to you.
Yeah. That's like the go ahead.
So I walk up with my hand extended like a gentleman. And I said, Tyler, huge fan, bro. And he grabs my hand and he shakes it. And he's just locking eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, look, man, I love all your guys' videos. Congratulations on all the success.
You're fangirling.
Yeah, oh, I'm fangirling. I'm like, I love the commercial on Cartoon Network with your new game. Congratulations on that. I love all your videos. I'm going, don't worry about the Lego challenge. I'm so sorry. I had to break your record afterwards. Ha, ha, ha. Awkward laughter inserted. He didn't laugh.
So what's he doing? Is he getting any kind of words in, or are you just kind of rambling?
He's kind of smiling. But looking at me like, somebody help me.
Uh-oh, because you're bothering a celebrity, JC.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do.
And then I started realizing, oh, man, I'm not playing it cool at all. Not one bit. I'm just...
It's hard to be cool while you're fangirling.
I'm just throwing up my fandom on him. Just all over him. Just, Tyler, I love you, Tyler.
Okay.
Let's be friends. And then I'm like, hey, is your wife here? Because I saw you. I'm like, your wife here? And he goes, no. And I go like, oh, man, any of the other guys coming? And he finally looks at me, and I'm still holding his hand, by the way.
Oh, no. How awkward.
I must
have his whole resume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I must have been speaking to him for about a minute.
Got to be sweaty palms by now.
Oh, sure. So he finally lets go of my hand.
Are you
and he
pumping
goes,
the whole time?
Oh, yeah. The whole time I'm pumping and talking. I love you, Tyler. Love your video. And then finally he pulls his hand back, and he goes, my name is Lee.
This is just some random employee.
Hey, Did he work there?
Yeah.
And I thought he was joking.
He worked for the team, right?
So I said, ha, 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 good one, Tyler. And he goes, no, my name is Lee. I do sales.
He did sales for the Mavs. Oh. JC ran over to me, and I thought something intense happened. And he's like, I just humiliated myself. It's all right, man.
I just walked. As soon as he said that, I was like, huh. All right, and I turned around, I started walking back, and I turned back around, because surely I think Tyler's playing a joke on me, and I'm like, but isn't that the tall guy from Dude Perfect? And he goes, no, that's John.
He also is in sales.
He's also in sales. I'm like, all right.
Catering.
In fact, there's a whole sales team right here.
I walked over to Jenna, I was like, Jenna, I want to go. I want to go home.
Lee's got a good sense of humor from what I hear.
Yeah. Lee was a good guy.
I'm sure he was. Handsome.
Yeah. Firm handshake.
Did you buy anything from him? He's in sales.
Great beard.
Yeah.
Thinking about buying season passes, I guess. I don't know. So I have not met the Dude Perfect, guys. Opportunity missed. But I did meet Lee. So that, hey, Lee.
Oh, good. Shout out, Lee.
Lee, you look like Tyler from Dude Perfect.
Sorry, JC shook your hand for like 85 minutes last night.
Awkward.
I must have been in. Oh, man. I wonder if he went back home and talked to his wife about what an idiot JC from the Kidcratic Morning Show is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had a good time.
Yeah.
A lot of fun people out there.
Mystery guest?
I believe it was, we left before.
We were told the performance was at 10. He went on at midnight. It was Big Sean.
From what I heard, it was Big Sean. Yeah, Big Sean went on at around midnight.
It's the mystery guest.
Crushed it, from what I hear. Yeah, everybody's having a good time.
I told you I was leaving one of the Mavs maniacs, you know, the big.
Big Rob.
Yeah, he's like, Jenna. I was like, bye. And he's like, what are you doing? It hasn't started. I was like, got to get up at 4.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I tried to ask Justin how Big Sean was, but Justin doesn't remember, so. All right, let's give away this money.
All right, let's do it.
It's time to play high-low. We're going to start with our first contestant, who we deem the MVP, because you are taking the bullet.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah, you're taking one for the team, and you're guessing, and we know you want the money, but, you know, between $500 and $1,500, odds are...
Yeah, it's 1,000 to 1.
You're just going to help somebody out.
You're going to make the same...
That should be an everyday promise.
Yeah, I'll double it.
If the first guess... Nails it on the money.
In honor of Tyler from Dude Perfect.
All right.
I will double it.
So if they guess it, first guess, no matter what the dollar amount is.
I will double it.
If they get it right, you're going to double it.
I'll take it from my vacation fund with my
wife. That's risky. Maybe,
I know it is.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm banking on, I'm Vegas right now.
Because you have a 1 in 1,500 chance. Yeah,
I'm the house right now. I should have the odds are with me.
Or 1 in 1,000. Yeah.
No, it's 1,500, right?
Well, 500 to 1,500.
Oh, it's 500 and 1,500.
Yeah, 5 to 1,500. That's where. That's.
Yeah.
There we go, Kelly.
There you go. We got you.
Kelly's on meds today.
Kelly's sick today. So
I am.
Good.
And I'm not getting all my oxygen.
Andrew.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? Hey, you're the MVP because you get to do the first.
Oh, man.
I know.
Usually you want to be the first caller. Yeah, but this one,
We do want to show you some love, Andrew,
if
being
you
the first one.
Get it right. JC's going to double it.
There is that, Andrew. So if you get super lucky, man, I will double your amount. All right?
Okay.
All right. Andrew, go ahead. What is your guess?
I'm going to guess $1,350.
Lower. Oh, JC's off the hook again.
Andrew, I love you, though, buddy. Okay, have a wonderful weekend.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Bye,
what
Andrew.
What are you talking about?
All right, let's keep it going now. Lorena.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's do $763.
Higher.
Okay. Thank you, Lorena. So close, she says. Hi, Dallas.
Hi.
Go ahead with your guess.
$1,124.
Lower.
Ooh, okay. Great. Thank you. We have a little sandwich now, huh? Christine.
$1,003.
Lower.
All right. Thank you, Christine, for that guess.
Okay.
Let's go with Kim now. Kim, go ahead with your guess.
Hi, $997.
Lower.
All right. Lower. Tyler.
Should I say it lower?
$912.
Lower.
That was a good lower right there. What's up, Heather?
Hey.
Go ahead with your guess.
$870.
Lower.
All right. Thank you, Heather, for that guess. Oh, I know. We're getting closer, I think. Rosh.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead with your guess.
$854.
What?
$954.
Oh.
$954.
Lower.
All right, Rush. Thank you for that guess. Caitlin, go ahead.
Hi. $812.
Higher.
Okay.
Oh,
I know. Let's go here with Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah, with your guess.
I'll go with 827.
Lower.
827. Remember all those guesses, Kid Nation.
Oh, got to load up the phone lines.
Got to load up the phone lines again. But I think we have a very small sandwich going on here.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, a little tiny sandwich.
A little tiny sandwich, maybe a couple bites
it's
left
like, it's
over.
It's like a slider.
It's the Kid Kredic Morning Show.
All right, we'll get to your showbiz top five here after we give away the money. We've already taken 10 guesses, and now we're going to take some more until we reach the winner.
I think we got this.
And we have a very small sandwich, like I said, probably a couple bites left.
If you were listening.
If you were listening and paying attention, that's right. So we'll keep it going here with the high-low game and Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
Welcome. Go ahead and guess.
822.
Higher.
Thank you, Carissa. 822 was the last guess. Mm. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I love you guys.
We love you, too. Go ahead. Let's see if you win.
Okay. 825.
Lower.
Oh. Carrie, wonderful talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Elaine.
823.
Higher.
All right, Elaine, thank you for that guess. Josie.
824.
That's it. Yay!
Oh my gosh.
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
You won $824.
Oh my gosh.
$4. You go, girl.
Oh, we love you guys. We stretch it all the time. My daughter and I, Chloe, and I use her birthday the 24th for it.
Aww. Her birthday's the 24th?
Yes, so I figured 824 was the winner.
Oh, that's so awesome that her birthday ended up being, part of the reason you won this money. So I'm sure you're going to buy your daughter Chloe something, right?
Yeah, it's going to pay for her Panic at the Disco birthday ticket.
Oh, there you go. Going to the show. Hey, she's going to have a blast. Their new album is awesome. And Josie, you have a wonderful weekend. You enjoy that $824 and give Chloe a big hug for us. I'm glad you guys finally got through.
I will. I wish she was in the car, guys. We try every morning to call you guys. I've been raising her on your radio show. You guys are the best.
Josie,
thank you so much.
I just want to give you a big old radio hug right now.
Yeah,
and Big Al, I got to tell you, your Let's Go, I use it in my classes because I'm a teacher. So let's go!
Let's go! That's Tom Brady, though. Don't confuse Big Al with Tom Brady.
Hey, easy.
Let her.
One is a handsome quarterback.
Oh, well, either way, I love it.
It's the Kid Kredic Morning Show.
You know, we have all been taught that when you make a mistake or you screw up, own it.
Yep.
And apologize.
Yeah. So if you're listening this time yesterday morning, we did a flashback episode with Kid Kredic. And let me just say, you're never going to hear that episode again.
No.
We did air it in error. It was something we recorded many, many years ago. And we have since grown older and wiser. And we know it was offensive to so many people. So we just wanted to say how sorry we are about that. And we promise you, you will never hear that again.
Never, ever.
Yes.
Yeah. And seriously, that's our sincere apology.
There's no excuse for what we did. It's just, at the time, it was not the wisest thing to do. But now people are just so much more sensitive, and we've got to take those feelings into consideration.
Yeah, we're much more culturally aware.
Yes. But you grow, with age, like we said, with other people, you have to evolve. If we don't evolve and get better, what's the point?
Exactly.
Making mistakes. That was one of our bigger ones.
And it was not something we meant to play. We actually were trying to play something different. That is our fault. It's still on us.
It should have been deleted from the system, but now it is.
Now it is.
That won't ever happen.
That is gone. So our sincerest apologies. And you will never, ever hear that again because it should not be aired again. And now we will go into Feel Good Friday.
I feel really good that I wasn't a part of that segment.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jenna wasn't here.
You got here, baby.
Yeah.
Before my time.
All right, Kid Nation, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yes, it is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want you to share with us why you're smiling going into the weekend or what went down this week.
You know what? I actually have a genuine feel good. I'm hosting a run for Bon Ton, which is the South Dallas community that I've become really involved with, helping feed a lot of hungry kids. It's a food desert there. So, it's crazy to think somewhere so close to a metropolitan city. There's a lot of people that go hungry every single day. Yeah. So some of my friends got really involved, and I'm emceeing. I don't know how hyped I'm going to be at 7 a.m., but I'm emceeing a run for Bonton tomorrow morning, a 5K. It's going to be chilly.
You'll be fine.
People are going to be running.
Get your spray tan before you go down there.
What?
You fit in. Get your spray tan.
That's nice, Al.
Oh, wow.
And if you can see, I'm already tanned.
Oh, I grew up in close to Bonton.
Yeah, well, looking forward to seeing everyone coming out for the run.
I have my friends from Bonton.
Why aren't you out there helping?
Yeah.
They didn't ask me.
I love what Al talks about. You don't have to be asked to participate in a run. Yeah. You sign up.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's keep the feel good going. From the text. From the text, I like this one.
Where's
guys,
that?
I went on a first date, decided to go for the kiss. She looked at me afterwards and said, wow.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I have a great feeling about this girl walking with a pep in my step.
That's a nice
feeling. That is awesome when you kiss somebody and they say, wow.
Yeah.
I've had that happen a few times. Wow.
Who said that?
What's he doing right now? Why is he tagging on to everyone's feel good?
He's trying to get a date this weekend. He's just trying to sell his services. Well, who's the last girl that said wow? Because Jenna didn't say wow.
The back of his hand.
No, I think he's confusing wow with ow.
Curtis said woo.
Curtis.
Yeah, that's what your dog said. All right, feel good Friday from Kayla. Tomorrow, my mom and I get to meet Jason Momoa again.
Oh, wow.
Again.
My mom would be so jealous.
Yeah, your mom loves Jason Momoa.
Those Comic-Con things that he goes around?
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing
that. You pay for the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah, because he's in Aquaman, right?
Aquaman is going to come out pretty soon. They're starting to throw out the posters.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what happened to that guy Candy tried to set me up with that she said looked like Jason Momoa. He worked at the gas station. She kept trying to set me up with that guy.
You should have given him a chance. Jason Momoa lookalike. Speaking of mom and daughter time, they're not going to have some because Feel Good Friday, my mom's traveling to see her best friend, and I get to stay home alone this weekend for the first time. Whoa. Thinking about throwing a party with a handful of my friends from school. Yeah, we know what a handful of friends means. Everybody's going to show
Everybody.
Up. Everybody.
A good kid.
Mom's out of town. Everybody, come on.
No, she's a good kid.
That's the problem. When you're the good kid, you say a handful of my friends. One of those friends says something to another friend and then spreads. And the next thing you know, that nice kid can't say no to all the people showing up.
You need to have more trust.
Okay, no more than 150 people at your parents' house. Okay.
Get a bouncer. Make sure everybody behaves. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's going on in your world?
Well, I just wanted to let y'all know I am on my way right now to the doctor to find out if we're having a boy or a girl.
Yay.
All right. What are you pulling for?
I don't know. I kind of want a girl, but I would be totally fine with a boy.
So that's good. You won't cry like my wife did. My wife cried when she found out we were having a boy first. But I told her it's good because if you end up having more kids, then
the boy can take care.
The boy's the older one. Takes care.
Rather, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations, Megan. Good luck on that gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely let us know. Let's go to Rob here. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. I'm glad you're calling us because you got a busy day today.
Oh, I do.
What's going on?
Me and my girlfriend have been together for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
We were both told that we can't have kids. I'm on my way to the hospital to have our son in about 4 hours.
Aww.
All right, buddy.
Yay.
Congrats,
so,
man.
You sound extremely calm because is this a scheduled birth or is her water broke and she's screaming in the other room?
No, she's actually been in the hospital since Tuesday. She's been having some medical issues with blood pressure and blood sugar. So
got it.
But everything's going to be
okay. Congrats, man.
What are you naming your little boy?
Ashton Reed.
Ashton Reed. Cool
name. I like it.
Yep.
Rob, congratulations, man. Have a wonderful day welcoming your new little baby to the world. Cecilia.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing excellent. You have something cool going on today?
Yeah, actually, after I get off work today.
What's going on?
We are traveling. My boyfriend and I are traveling to go meet his mom.
Is this the first time? First?
Yes, first time to ever meet her.
Are you nervous?
Oh my God, so nervous.
Like you've been practicing the first thing you're going to say to her, nervous?
Yeah, I actually picked out an outfit that's actually semi-dressy casual, so that when I first meet her, I don't look like a total slob.
A little covered up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you thinking this is the one?
Well, maybe. He met my kids not too long ago, and they absolutely love him, and he's fantastic with them, so hopefully.
Now, are you going to go in for the handshake or the hug? Because that could get awkward if you don't, if you're not committed
hug,
to one.
Mom. I think
you
hug.
Probably hug, right?
I was hoping to have something in my hands to hand to her, but he said she doesn't like wine or chocolate, so I don't know what to do.
I give her a hug, Nelly.
You're good at this.
A succulent.
A succulent?
Those are very trendy right now.
Okay, yeah. Something
really
that stays
are.
Alive.
Well, they're easy to keep. Some sort of plant, you
yeah.
know.
They're easy to keep unless you're my wife. She finds a way to kill those.
Or a lovely candle. Just something for the home, you know.
Well, good luck, Cecilia.
Thanks.
You'll be fine. Everything will go all good.
It's going to be great.
I'm sure she loves it. If her son likes you, she's going to love you.
Usually that's the case.
Right?
Usually.
Carolyn.
Hi.
How you doing? So you have an awesome little girl.
Yes, Luna, she's 6 years old, and she's in first grade at Bethany Elementary, and she raised $300 for the American Heart Association's Jump Rope for Heart, which is double what she raised last year.
Cool. Yay.
First grader raising $300 for charity.
Doubled. Awesome.
Doubled what she had last year. Well done. What's her name?
Luna.
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 Cute. That means moon in Spanish, Al.
Yeah. It does?
Yeah. There you go. Now you know. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
How y'all doing?
Doing excellent. What's going on with you?
I recently got diagnosed with bipolar, and I've experienced my first 3 normal days in 17 years.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, just feeling normal.
Oh,
that's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Did medication?
Yes.
Well, good.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm glad you've been feeling good, Kayla.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't know what I was feeling at first.
Normal?
Now,
yeah.
Wow. Now it's weird.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I feel good. Finally.
I don't know what to do. I feel so good.
You're smiling at everybody. You just want to hug everybody. You're so happy. Congratulations, Kayla. Glad you're feeling good.
I mean, I'd like to know what it feels like to feel energy and awake.
Yeah, you want some of that, Kelly?
I haven't felt that in about 20 years.
I don't know how we walk sometimes with our early
I look
schedule.
At people. Habit. I'm like, why does your face look so good? You know?
Yeah.
Why?
I sleep.
Because they don't wake up at 3.
I don't understand. How are you able to climb those stairs so quickly? What's going on?
Hi, Samantha.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
How are you guys this morning?
Doing excellent. So what you got going on?
So I just purchased the other day Red Sox tickets for my fiance for Christmas. And I know he's not listening because he's at work. So, and I'm super excited to give them to him. He's been a fan since he was a little kid, and they just won the World Series. So, yay.
Oh, yeah. Man. Awesome. And you can barely wait till Christmas now, right?
I know. I've been telling told everybody I can just to keep it away from him.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be exciting. Make a big presentation out of it.
Oh, I will. I got him a shirt, and I'm going to put like a little note in there that says, like, keep this safe. Because we're going to Boston.
Yeah.
Are you guys
he's going to be, like, super excited.
Did you get seats on the Green Monster?
Do what?
Are your seats on the Green Monster on the wall?
No. That... Unfortunately not. They're, like, but they're not very far back from third base.
Oh, that's a great spot, too. You can catch some foul balls over there.
Let me just get my pair of red socks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Put the tickets inside.
Yeah, Red Sox.
He's already got the shirt.
And you might want to bring a glove, too, because you're going to be sitting over there by line drives. Have fun out there at the game next year.
He already has a glove to be prepared. So.
That's right.
Sounds fun.
Always got to be prepared.
Always. Make sure you have that glove ready to go to catch them foul balls. Thank you, Samantha. You guys have fun next season when you go out there. Jenna, you're going to like this Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Welcome. So you got something crazy going on this weekend?
Yes, I do. My college soccer team actually got voted into nationals. So
cool.
Hopefully we win a ring.
Whoa, where do you go to college?
I go to Navarro College in Corsicana.
Okay.
Wow.
What position do you play?
I'm a defender.
All right.
Nice. Good luck.
Congrats.
That's
yeah,
so cool.
Thank
what an
you.
Accomplishment.
Defender means Kelsey is extremely tough.
Yeah.
So don't you mess with her.
Okay.
Yeah. She'll put you in your place, Big Al Mac.
Thank you.
Good luck, Kelsey. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
I feel like my terminology's all wrong. I always said left back, right back, center back. Defender.
Defender. Well, I mean, there's different teams have different names.
Call it a different thing?
Yeah, even in football, they have different positions and different teams, depending on what you're doing, right? Hi, Ariel.
Hi, how are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning. So you fell in love with someone, and now they're going to be welcomed into your family, huh?
I did. I met my son when he was 18 months old, and next Friday we get to adopt him. He is 4 years old.
Yay!
Oh, so wow. Nice. You've been fostering him for that long?
Not exactly. He actually moved in with us whenever he was a little over two, but we met him when he was about 18 months old.
Okay.
And wow. You know what? We need families like you that are foster families, because you provide shelter for these kids, and then you fall in love with them, and then you provide shelter for the rest of their lives, Ariel. Thank you for what you do.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy your new member of your family. You guys have a good one. Right? Oh, let's talk to Lucky Crystal over here. Hi, Crystal.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So what's been making you smile? Why are you feeling so good lately?
So 2 weeks ago, I actually got through to you guys, and I won $640 on Beat the Bank, which was amazing because I've been trying for years. And then 4 days later, I actually won. I guess I entered into one of those Facebook things. You never know if they're real or not. And I won an all-paid-for flight and hotel, 3 days, 2 nights trip to Los Angeles.
Girl,
look at you, Crystal.
You gonna buy a lottery ticket next?
Yeah, buy some.
I've tried, but I'm telling you, I put it in the universe. You will hear me. I will win $1 million one day. And I will call and tell you guys I won.
Love it.
Deal. Yeah, let us know when you do win that $1 million,
Have
Crystal.
Fun in L.A.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You know, you do hear that a lot. When people win something, they keep that going. And some, I don't know if it's...
It's a touch. I don't know.
It's just got that lucky. All those people that win the lottery back-to-back with the scratch-offs.
Right.
Crystal's that one of those. Do we rub those people? Are you supposed to rub them or something?
Yes. I try to. Oh. Even if they're lucky, not lucky, I try and rub.
All right, cool. Again, Al's looking for a date this week, and if you're...
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, it's Friday.
Yes, it is.
And that means that there's some new music that has come out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, we got you. We got you back on that. Kelly Clarkson, we love that woman.
Yes, we do.
So much. And she put out her version of Never Enough from The Greatest Showman. And it's going to be on the upcoming Greatest Showman Reimagined album. So this is what it sounds like when Kelly Clarkson goes ham on one of those songs.
All the shine of a thousand spotlights. All the stars we steal from the night sky. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough for me, never, 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 never for me.
Kelly freaking Clarkson.
Isn't that strong?
I can't stop listening to that.
The song's so good.
The song is good. And Kelly Clarkson's voice on that song.
She's just so good.
And the woman who played the bearded woman in the movie did a great job with that song. She did.
She didn't sing that one.
Who sang that one?
The opera singer.
The opera singer.
But she was lip syncing for another woman.
Okay.
It was actually, I believe, either a voice contestant or an idol contestant. I cannot remember that, but I think it was a voice contestant that didn't win.
But really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The people in the movie did a great job with the songs, but when you get people like Kelly Clarkson taking over,
she blows it away. And you know who's second best to Kelly Clarkson?
Who?
Justin Guarini.
Wow. He's a little sweet now, by the way, if you're an American Idol fan from back in the day.
He's getting bank.
Little sweet.
He's doing, what is he doing?
Paid for that? He's the little tiny guy on the Dr. Pepper commercials.
Yeah, he's a little sweet, bro.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Little sweet.
All right.
Sweet. Just saying, little sweet.
He is going to retire on that.
There he is.
My man.
So I'm definitely going to buy the Greatest Showman reimagined album. And
yes, I need to write that down for my husband for Christmas. He loves that soundtrack.
And I need to catch up on who sings what, apparently, as well.
That's right. You can't keep up with everything.
Oh, this song's too good, too. This is Panic at the Disco. And if you don't have the new Panic at the Disco album, by the way, pick that up because it's really good. All right, Kelly, you're going to be excited about this one here.
I think I know where you're heading.
Oh, yes, you do. The Backstreet Boys released their first new song in nearly 5 years.
Yes.
Whoa.
Then they announced a new album.
Yes.
And then they announced a tour.
I already know when they're coming to my town. I've already looked it up. I'm very excited.
Good. Well, the name of the song is Chances.
By Shawn Mendes and Ryan Tedder.
The Shawn Mendes is at it again.
It's a smart move for them.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Right.
I'm excited, but they're coming on a Sunday night.
It's all good. You got to go
for it.
You
got to be in bed.
Kelly, have you already picked which thong you're going to throw?
Kelly, it's the
Which thong you're going to throw on stage?
Oh. Should I?
You should.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Put your name on it, too.
Yeah.
So Howie knows. Make sure you hit him right in the face.
You think I can get front row and backstage
passes? Of course you can.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make sure.
I would just ask them.
If you promise you will throw a thong on stage at Howie's face, I will make sure you get front row.
Oh, really?
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Will you do it?
I don't know. I have to think about it. I've got until September 1st to decide.
So Kelly's got a few months to think about that, but the sooner the better so we can get on that, Kelly. And now we get something for Kelly.
Big Daddy.
Now it's Big Al Mac.
Come on.
Your girl J-Lo's got a new one out, buddy.
I know where you're going with this.
With Bad Bunny.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Very sexy.
She's so hot.
And she's singing in Spanish in this one as well.
Oh,
it's called
Hotter.
Te Guste.
KidTV.com. Yes, I will. I love you too.
J-Lo.
Yes, I'll throw my thong on stage for you, J-Lo.
It should be illegal to be that high in a video, I think.
Woo! Lord!
49.
49 in a bikini like that.
Yeah, we know what you mean, J-Lo.
Lord have mercy. Good.
Wow.
Man.
Gracious.
You know,
I gotta sit down.
A-Rod might be retired, but he's still hitting home runs over there.
God. Holy.
Woo! All right, let's calm down now.
Hard. Yeah, right?
Little Mix has a new song, and this one's for a heartbroken friend. It's called I Told You So.
That boy was just playing pretend. We said that you wouldn't listen, but finally you found out that he's never gonna love you like we do. But please, he's never gonna find no one like you. No. Girl, just come on mine tonight.
It's just about being a good home girl and getting your girls back. You guys probably have dealt with that in the past. When a girl breaks up with a guy and you're I told you about that,
they finally come back into your life because they abandoned you when you left for the man.
That's right.
Yeah, but your girlfriend's always going to be there waiting.
They sure are. Now, Zach Brown starting to sound a little more pop than country.
Really?
With their new song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
It's been a to know.
I said it almost sounded gospel there for a minute.
Well,
you know?
I was wondering if it was that Gautier. I thought
it's
they were
not. It's different.
Gautier.
It's the same
not.
Title.
What's this one called?
Somebody that I used to know.
Oh, it's same. Yeah. Same title.
Yeah. Somebody that I used to know.
Zach Brown.
Zach right. Brown bag. Band. And Christmas music is here, everybody. Okay. And One Republic hooked it up with their own spin on White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Thanks, One Republic.
Well, you know what? I like this song.
I do, too.
It's good, but we're going to be sick of it in about...
about a week.
Yeah. Listen, children, listen to we. Sleigh bells in the snow.
So Ryan Tedder's got two hits out there because he wrote one for the Backstreet Boys.
Well, they got it. You've got to put out a Christmas song.
You do.
You just got to.
That's becoming a race. Like, who can get their Christmas music out before everybody else?
Weirdo. I still like old. Like the old Christmas
songs. I do,
songs.
I do
the
too.
Original
I do too.
People that
you know,
because
you know them. You know,
yeah.
Comfortable song.
But there's too much money to be made. And there is still room for originality, even though Mariah Carey's.
She owns it.
She wrote it. Christmas. It's not that old of a song, but it's a classic.
Yeah.
So there's still room for new Christmas classics. It's just.
And you're going to keep selling them. If it's a hit, you're going to keep selling it year after year after year.
Exactly. So you got new music from Kelly Clarkson doing a Greatest Showman song, Never Enough. Backstreet Boys, J-Lo, Little Mix, Zach Brown Band, One Republic with a Christmas song. You can go check those out at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Currently waiting for one of our favorite people to call the show to talk about the movies hitting theaters this week. And, of course, I'm talking about Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. And today's call is actually brought to you by Blue Apron.
Should I actually get a date this weekend like you were talking about earlier, JC? I may try and entertain her with a seared steak and garlic spicy chicken and vegetable stir fry.
Yes, sir.
Or maybe even, I can't even pronounce this, sweet and spicy barramundi.
Barramundi,
yeah,
the fish.
The fish.
It's a fish.
It's a nice white fish, Al.
All right. Who knew? Blue Apron delivers farm-fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes to your door in a nice little recyclable cardboard box and reusable dry ice.
Uh-huh. And now you don't even need to know what you're cooking or how to pronounce it because it's delicious. It doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. They choose the chef-designed recipes, and some of these meals can be prepared in just 20 minutes. They do the whole meal prep for you. They prepare the sauces, the spices, give you the ingredients. It's so quick and it's so easy. Even a person like me that's very unfamiliar with how the whole kitchen thing works, I can do this.
And everything's measured out, too, so you're not going to have to measure all the ingredients as well. It's all set for you.
Try them out for free. Well, your first three meals for free by going to blueapron.com/kid. That's blueapron.com/KIDD. Like I said, get those first three meals for absolutely free. Blue Apron. A better way to cook.
All right, everybody, it's time to talk movies with our movie expert. You're a nice one, Gray Drake. Welcome to the show.
Wow, that's good.
I know.
Very good.
I practiced that in the back.
It's a real pleasure to be here. I love talking to you guys.
It's Gray Drake.
Wow.
Hi, Gray.
You guys should start a group.
I know.
The good news is that we started off with song in our hearts, and in this ever-changing world that can sometimes be a little bit much, like it was for me, some things are always the same, like the Grinch is still Grinchy. Yay!
Yay!
And there's comfort in that.
Right, a little bit.
Exactly. So this is a 90-minute version of what we are used to seeing in 21 minutes on television. And it's just an expanded version, guys. Same story, but this time Benedict Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Doctor Strange, is the voice of the Grinch. And we get to see the Grinch's backstory. Hollywood is very concerned with where all these people came from, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we get to see a little bit why he's so Grinchy, and rest assured that everything is going to end up in exactly the same place as we're expecting. But along the way, we got modern humor, funny jokes, and, you know, cute little dogs, and what's a water buffalo, I think?
A water buffalo.
Yeah, he has like a new friend, and or is he like a fat reindeer? I don't think so. I really think he's a water buffalo.
Hey, they got to fill 90 minutes, Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And so the good news is that
It's an opportunity for the family to get in the holiday spirit. Just embrace it. I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, but let it go and enjoy this movie that is fresh right now on the tomato meter.
Well, it's actually doing well.
Not bad.
That's what you do when you add in a water buffalo, dude. You get fresh movies.
Exactly. That's right. How do you feel about the Benedict Cumberstache, by the way?
I find it to be like a little bit creepy, but I'm into that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, into creepy stuff.
Yeah, something for everyone.
He's into creeps.
There
All
you
right.
go. What else is out this week in theaters, Gray?
Well, on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have another movie. It's a Lisbeth Salander Millennium Trilogy follow-up to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and it's called Girl in the Spider's Web.
Claire Foy, quite a different look than in The Crown.
Definitely. She's gone from Queen Elizabeth to Queen of the techie Swedes in this movie.
I liked the book. I liked the movie okay. I guess the one that Rooney Mara was in, right? And then there was the one before that, the actual foreign one.
Exactly, yeah. There were three foreign ones. There's that David Fincher one with Rooney Mara, and then there's this one. And Claire Foy is Lisbeth Salander, the hacker that we love to stay the hell away from because she's terrifying.
Yeah.
And so what they did in this movie is they kind of ditched a lot of the emotional baggage that character comes with. It's really not as intense or character-driven. It's mostly just action, so it feels kind of like a Lady James Bond movie.
Is it good?
It's fine. I was really into the action.
It sounds to me like they needed a water buffalo.
That would have made it amazing. And I think it would have made it fresh because right now, score's changing by the minute, but it's just barely rotten because essentially the critics are saying that it lost a little bit of Lisbeth's normal kind of it's not even quirky behavior, it's just dark behavior.
All right.
So it's teetering between the rotten and the fresh life.
Yep. And then we've got one more movie that really ratchets up the intensity.
Okay.
And that is Overlord.
Ooh.
All right.
Which one's this
one? This is a movie about World War II soldiers that have a mission to take down a German post that's been set up in a church in a very small European town.
Okay.
And when they go into the church, they find out that the Nazis have been doing these crazy experiments, and what is going on in that place is really disturbing. So it's not quite a horror movie. It's a lot more action thriller, but the gore in this movie is so deeply intense to watch that I forgot to eat my peanut M&Ms.
Wow, and Gray, you always get those down.
That's deep.
Usually, those things are gone within the first 15 minutes of the movie, and I swear to God, I didn't even touch that whole damn bag because this movie made me feel like maybe I cannot handle gore anymore.
Wow.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Turning point.
This, believe it or not, is the freshest movie that we have this week. The critics and everybody that saw it at film festivals super impressed by the action and were just on the edge of their seat the entire time. So this one is like 80% on the tomato meter.
Wow.
When does the gore kick in? Pretty quick?
At what minute?
Yeah, you know, the first sequence is these guys in an airplane. And I won't say what happens. You can see some of it in the trailer, but the less you know about the movie, the better. Because even the first sequence, I was like, oh my God, I'm such a candy ass, I could never go to war. Like, God bless our military, because holy mackerel, this seems really realistic, and it is so just intense is the word that keeps coming back to me.
You either scared some people off, or it's made people like JC and I, like, I want to see this movie.
Go on.
Go on.
Purchase my tickets.
Yes.
Overlord. Definitely worth watching if you can handle the gore, and you don't mind not eating your peanut M&Ms like Gray.
Eat them first.
Yeah, or eat them before you go inside the theater. Then you got Girl in the Spider's Web, which is a little bit rotten, and a little bit for the family too. The Grinch is out this weekend as well, and that's fresh right now, sitting fresh. And a quick question, You know, since Benedict Cumberbatch is on that movie. How would a Brit say your guys' website?
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So the Rotten Tomatoes. And so it's the tomato meat.
Yep. You say tomato and I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing fresh.
Yay. All right.
Oh, no.
Gray, you have a wonderful week and weekend.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, you guys. I'm going to go take a Valium.
Oh, my God.
Be all right.
You'll be good, Greg.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.